Sam, and I shall be your host today. First, let's see the history of the sites that I have chosen. Okay. You guys in? Well, it doesn't matter because you're listening to this. Firstly, Desert Plantation. The Desert Plantation's first owner was Sir Robert Semple circa in 1808. In 1814, Semple got more acres, having a total of 1,000 acres. In 1845, he added a Greek Revival wing to the building. By 1885, the Semple sold the house to C.H. Norman. Finally, it got sold to D.F. Merwin in 1917, whose family still owned the house by 1987. Secondly, the Cherry Grove Plantation. This plantation was built and owned by Pierre Surgette. After Pierre died in the early 1800s, Catherine Surgette expanded the grounds of the property. By 1850, the house was owned by Jacob Surgette. Thirdly, and also the last of the plantations I'll be talking about today, or at least the history of the of said plantations, Brabson's Ferry Plantation. That's the next one. John Brabson established Brabson's Ferry Plantation after purchasing the namesake of Ferry in 1798. Brabson's sons continued the plantation after John Brabson II died. By 1860, the Brabson's Ferry Plantation was one of the biggest in East Tennessee. Firstly, John Rankin. Upon moving to Ripley, Ohio in 1822, he became known as one of Ohio's first and most active conductors on the Underground Railroad. Prominent pre-Civil War abolitionist William Lord Garrison, Henry Ward Beecher, and Harriet Beecher Stowe were influenced by Rankin's writings and work in the anti-slavery movement. Secondly, John Parker. John Parker was an American abolitionist, inventor, iron molder, and industrialist. Parker, who was African-American, helped hundreds of slaves to freedom in the Underground Railroad resistance movement, based in Ripley, Ohio. He rescued fugitive slaves for nearly 15 years. He was one of the few black people to pay in an invention before 1900. His house in Ripley had been designated a National Historic Landmark and restored. And lastly, one of the most famous people of the Underground Railroad, Levi Coffin. Levi Coffin was an American Quaker, abolitionist, farmer, and businessman, and humanitarian. An active leader of the Underground Railroad in Indiana and Ohio. Some unofficially called Coffin the President of the Underground Railroad. Estimating that 3,000 fugitive slaves passed through his care. The Coffin home in Fountain City, Wayne County, Indiana, is now a museum, sometimes called the Underground Railroad's Grand Central Station. He was alive from October 28th, 1798 to September 16th, 1877. Which is really impressive for his time period, considering the average person lived maybe, like, around 50 years. He lived to 79. So, good for him. Now, we're talking about the directions and how to get there, even though really you should just use Google Maps or Apple Maps, but either way. This drive is roughly an hour from Desert Plantation to Cherry Grove Plantation. From Desert Plantation, go on to Desert Lane, then turn right onto Pinckneyville Road. After driving for a while, turn right onto Woodville Pinckneyville Road. Continue forward onto Pinckneyville Road. After a while, turn right onto Main Street. Once you get into Woodville, you can either take a break or keep driving. Don't worry, I'll still be here. Once you get through Woodville, get onto State Highway 24, and then turn left. After that, go onto U.S. Highway 61, drive for a long time. After that, turn right onto Kingston Road and keep driving. After a little while, turn onto Cherry Grove Plantation Road. Congratulations, you probably made it to Cherry Grove Plantation. This next drive is 3.5 hours. Go from Cherry Grove Plantation Road to Longwood Drive, then turn left onto Sneed Road West. Then turn left onto Hillsboro Road, and then continue on to Hillsboro Pike. Turn right onto Interstate 440, then keep driving on Interstate 24 and Interstate 40. Turn right on Highway 441, and then drive several miles before turning left onto Boyd's Creek Highway. Then turn left onto Indian Warpath Road, and you should be there soon. This next drive is 4.25 hours. Starting on Indian Warpath Road, drive and turn right onto Boyd's Creek Highway. Turn right onto Chapman Highway, then continue onto Henleyburg, and then continue on to Interstate 275, then Interstate 75. Make a U-turn into the right and end on Paris Pike. From Paris Pike, continue on to Lexington Road. Eventually, you go on to Main Street, and then, after that, East Main Street. Eventually, turn right onto Millersburg Road before turning left onto Maysville. After that, turn left onto U.S. State Highway 68 East. Then turn left. Continue on to Clyde D. Boulevard, and then continue right onto U.S. Highway 52. Turn right onto Franklin Hill Road, and you should be there soon. This next drive is just 5 minutes, so I'll make it quick. Turn left on Franklin Hill Road, then turn left onto North 2nd Street. Turn left onto Lower 2nd Street, turn right onto Sycamore, and finally turn left onto North Front Street, and you should be there soon. This next drive is 2.5 hours. Turn right onto Sycamore, then turn left onto North 2nd Street. Keep going onto North Lower 2nd Street, continue onto Interstate 275 West, keep left for Interstate 275 West, then turn right onto Interstate 471 North. Turn right and do a loop. Yay! Then get onto US 50, which is where you'll end up once you do the loop. Continue on to Interstate 71 South, then turn right onto Interstate 75 North, go on to US Highway 52 West, and then US Highway 27 North. Then turn right onto Millville Avenue. At this point, you should probably get something to eat, continuing where we left off. Turn left onto Mormon Road. Turn right onto Stillwell Road, and then turn left onto Hamilton-Richmond Road. Turn right onto SR 732, then continue onto Wyatt Road. Turn left onto SR 122, then turn right onto West Florence Campbellstown Road. Turn left onto US 35, go on Interstate 70 West, then go on to US 27. Go toward Winchester and you should be there soon. Would you look at that? We finished another section. Good for us. But in a more positive mood and voice. We did it. Made it through another section. Time for another section. And this section is my suggestions to you about how it should work, about where, like, when you should start, and blah blah blah, all that stuff. I suggest that you start this in spring. Why? Because while it's not a long trip, spring is just the best weather most of the time, so there's that. Only 5 or so hours spent driving, spend at most 5 hours driving, like, in between places, like, with the directions I gave you. Sleep at least 8 hours every night. Spend between 1 and 2 hours at each stop. And now, time for the next section, the cost of everything. But before I start that, I just have to bring up the fact that I forgot to add a part to the cost section, and it's too late to add that part. Basically, I forgot to add up the parts of how expensive it is to stop at each plantation / safe house. So it's probably gonna be like 500 or so more than what I have on here, but yeah. Now, for the cost, assume that gas costs $4 per gallon and a car gets 25 miles per gallon. That would be 16 cents per mile. This math is very important for the work we're about to do. Well, I had to do. You don't have to do it. And anyways, the total amount of money for gas is roughly $320. Now, assume that hotels will charge an average of $100 per night. That's roughly $200. I recommend spending at most $50 on meals per day, which would add up to $100. Adding up everything gives us roughly $1,545.